ma'am.
Don't you think maybe it would be a nice idea if you went out to the cemetery and visited the man that gave you your husband?
Well, if I visited everybody who gave me a husband, I'd spend half my life tiptoeing through the tombstones. Besides, I like to think that when a person passes on, they're allowed to rest in peace.
Ain't you gonna come see your daddy on his birthday?
Mama, daddy is not really in that cemetery.
Well, he better be. It cost me $1,200 to have him put there.
I mean, I don't believe that's really daddy.
Well, maybe it's Abraham Lincoln. Then I could get Buzz to go with me. What do you mean it isn't daddy?
The good book says, thou art dust,
and unto dust thou shalt return. I know.
Right. Well, I just feel, and I don't mean any disrespect, but I just feel that all that's in that cemetery is dust.
Well, that's all that's over at the Bigger Jigger Saloon, too, but you spend half your life over there.
What it means is that visiting graves is something your generation does. It's just not our thing.
Well, it isn't Carl's thing either, but he has to be out there every single day.
Mama, I don't understand. You're just being ridiculous about this. What?
I came to pick up Sonia.
Oh, well, come on in. Come on. Sit down.
She gave up the cemetery for you, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Mama, don't pay any attention to her. Tell me something. Are your grandparents still alive?
Well, good Lord.
Well, we're just having a little family discussion here, and I wanted to get another opinion.
Well, how would you like to come out to the washer and see the rest of our dirty laundry?
No, thank you.
Are your grandparents still alive?
Well, the only one I really knew was my grandfather on my father's side, but he died a while ago.
Aha. Do you ever go out to the cemetery to see him?
No.
Do your parents ever force you to go out to that cemetery?
No, ma'am.
Do you really think he's in the cemetery?
No, sir.
Well, now, just how can you be so sure of that?
He was buried at sea.
Hi, Michael. Bye, you guys.
I'm sorry I couldn't have been more help. I had an uncle that died once.
Come on, Michael.
Well, you can all get your own supper. You know that when I get back from the cemetery, I'm much too upset to do any cooking.
Mama, why do you put yourself through this?
Because I talked to your daddy. And you should, too. Tell him about yourself and your family. Just because he's dead doesn't mean he isn't interested.
Oh, Mama, I'm sorry, but I just don't believe in that.
Well, I do. And your daddy talks back to me. And I don't mean that I hear voices like your Aunt Murtis used to, but he communicates with me.
Miss Harper, that is either your imagination or you are going bonkers.
I am not going bonkers, Naomi. He does communicate with me. One time, when I was waiting for a bus on the way home from the mall, this funny feeling come over me, and I just know that it was a message from Carl, and it said to me, don't get on the number 17 bus. There's going to be a horrible accident. Avoid the number 17. And all of a sudden, up pulls the number 17 bus right in front of me.
Did you get on it?
Well, no. I just stood there pretending I was waiting for the number 12.
Well, what happened to the number 17? Was it in a wreck?
Certainly not, because I didn't get on it. Thanks to Carl, all those passengers are alive today. You tell me I'm going bonkers. Well, Carl, happy birthday. I know you didn't like much of a fuss made over your birthdays. You always used to say it just reminded you how much older you were getting. Guess you ain't got to worry about that no more, huh, Pops? I brought you some flowers. I borrowed them from that grave down there. Bring my own flowers because I had to come on the bus. Them kids of yours are all too selfish to drive me. Guess we know who they take after, huh? I remember every time you used to bring me out to the cemetery to visit my dear mama, Lord rest her soul. I always used to have to bribe you. You remember, Carl? Matter of fact, if I recall correctly, that's how we wound up with Vinton. Well, let me see. What's new and exciting? Oh, Vinton's got himself a new wife. Real doozy this time. Wears them little bitty bikini underpants. Way down low like this. Well, thank you. Things ain't hardly big enough to cover a frog's fanny. I don't think you know what they are. I believe they came in after you went out. Anyhow, he seems to be in love with her, and she seems to be just crazy about him. Of course, if you ask me, somebody shot the dots off of their dice years ago. Of course, I guess in marriage, you just sort of take what you get. Nobody knows that better than you and me, eh? I didn't mean that, Carl. I seem to be getting so ornery in my old age. I'm tired, Carl. I'm so tired. Sometimes I think maybe I'm getting ready to join you. Take my place in my grave next to you. Right here in this grave. This one marked Anna B. Grotzinger. Mrs. Hannah B. Grotzinger. Well, there's a strange woman lying. There is a strange woman lying in my grave. Harper, what the hell are you up to?
Everyone. Well, where's Mama?
Well, I wonder why she wants to know.
Well, I'm going to take Mama to the cemetery to visit Daddy.
Well, you're right on time again this year, Ellen. She left an hour ago.
Oh, what a pity.
Oh, come on, Ellen. You do this every year.
Do what?
Well, you take your phone off the hook, and then
I
you come prancing,
not.
And you do too. How dumb do you think we are?
I may need a chalkboard to answer that question.
Well, we may not be the smartest people you know, Ellen, but we're certainly not hypocrites.
Will you see to your wife, Vinton? Her muzzle slipped again.
Say, I would watch out, young lady. Next year, we might just be going to the cemetery on your birthday.
Oh, let's knock it off. The least we can do on Daddy's birthday is not fight amongst ourselves.
Oh, now, I do think that's a very sweet idea, Vint. Ellen, would you like to stay for lunch?
Well, I could just call them and tell them I'll be a little late. Oh, I can't. The phone's still off the hook.
What on earth?
Oh, Mama!
Thelma? Miss Hawk?
What is it?
Carl is having an affair with a stranger.
At the cemetery?
Oh, there is life after death.
Thelma?
Mama, what in the world is wrong? Mama, come on. Here now. Mama, now get a hold of yourself. Tell us what happened.
There is a woman in my grave lying right smack up against my husband.
Thelma, you're just being ridiculous. Carl Harper couldn't get a woman when he was alive. What makes you think he can get one now?
Mama, don't you worry. Ellen is here.
Oh, I might have known you'd show up. You always get here an hour after I go to the cemetery.
Mama!
Did you remember to put your phone back on the hook?
How can you say that?
It's true. Nobody ever wants to go out to the cemetery to visit my husband. Except for Hannah B. Grotzinger, whoever she is.
Now, Mama, this is probably all just some crazy mix-up.
No, no. Mama, I will take you back to that cemetery and we'll get this all straightened out.
What hurts me the most is that every single night I say a little prayer for Carl to be happy. Now he's got a woman lying next to him. It's a hell of a way for my prayers to be answered. If he wasn't dead, I'd kill him.
Is that Harper with an H?
Of course with an H, otherwise it'd be Harper.
Here at Raylawn Cemetery, we don't like mistakes.
Well, you got a doozy buried out there next to my husband.
There is a marker on that grave that says Mrs. Hannah B. Grotzinger.
That's impossible. Hannah B. Grotzinger was buried three plots away from Mr. Harper.
Well, right now she's snuggling up against my husband, so I think you better get her a non-skid coffin.
Let me check the map. Oh. This is embarrassing.
Well, what is it? You can blush later.
When you purchased the marker for Mr. Harper's grave, it was inadvertently placed two graves down.
What does that mean, inadvertently?
It means they screwed up.
I can't believe it. It wasn't in my book.
Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Why, just upset my poor little old mother.
Oh, butt out, Ellen. Let me get Does this mean that the grave that I've been visiting all these years doesn't belong to Carl?
That's the grave of Clyde P. Bledsoe.
See, Mama, Daddy's not lying next to Hannah B. Grotzinger after all. So everything's fine now.
Everything is terrible.
Now what?
Well, don't you see? I have been pouring out the innermost secrets of my soul to Clyde P. What's-his-face.
Mama, if Clyde hasn't told Daddy by now, he never will.
I am ashamed. I have been defiled. I ain't never gonna be able to show my face in this cemetery again.
Mama, will you stop talking like that?
Is there anything I can do to help?
Well, yes, why don't you just bury people in alphabetical order?
You got to stop tormenting yourself like this. You didn't do anything wrong.
I bought a headstone for someone that I don't even know. I told everything I could about myself to a perfect stranger. I've been unfaithful to my husband.
Oh, you have not been unfaithful to Daddy. Well, he would forgive you. If you went to him right now, you know the first thing he'd say to you?
Yeah, he'd say, Thelma, what the hell have you done with the money I left you to buy me a headstone?
He wouldn't care about no headstone.
Dying don't change people. You know how cheap he was, Lord rest his soul.
Grandma, why don't you just tell him what happened? He'll understand.
No, I can't bear to face him now, not after what I've done.
Oh, Miss Harper, you haven't done anything.
Well, not by your standards, maybe. All marriage means to you is shaking the sheets. Carl and me, we got a spiritual thing going.
Well, Vint and me have a spiritual thing, too, don't we, baby?
I'll say. Sometimes we even light candles.
And sometimes...
Please! Carl's been waiting out there to see me, and all he's seen was my backside while I've been busy exposing myself to Clyde P. What's-his-face.
Boy, you guys are just gonna die when you hear this one. I go on this picnic with Michael, the creep of the school, because I feel sorry for the guy, right? And you want to know what happens? Go ahead, just try and guess. Okay, I'll tell you. He messes around with another girl, A sophomore. I mean, a total airhead. Can you believe a creep like that would dump me just because some little cheerleader has the hots for him? I can't believe it. Can you believe that, Naomi? Dad, can you believe that? Buzz? See, I knew no one would believe it. I knew it.
Sonia, no one's too interested right now because we got a problem with Grandma.
What?
Well, it's sort of a long story, but we thought there was another woman buried in the grave next to Grandpa.
Really? Oh, Grandma. Men, they're all the same, dead or alive.
Oh, Thelma, I can't stand this for another minute.
Well, where in the world do you think you're going?
Well, I'm going to go out there and talk to Carl. If you won't tell him what happened, I will.
Well, I certainly can't go out there, not until he forgives me for what I've done.
But, Miss Hopper, he can't forgive you unless you go see him. He certainly can't come here.
Well, I certainly hope not.
How are you figuring on getting this settled? I have a pedicure at 3.
Well, there's only one way. Carl's going to have to send me a sign.
A sign?
That's right. Your daddy's going to have to bring me a gift.
Oh, then what can he bring it when I'm not home?
Well, for pity's sakes, you're not afraid of ghosts.
I am, too.
Well, good Lord, what a bunch of scaredy cats. Carl and I do this all the time. He sends me signs.
Well, how are we going to know this sign?
Well, if Carl forgives me, I'll get a gift.
Well, if that's all it takes, I'll go out and buy you one.
No. Can't come from a member of the family, and it has to be something I'm not expecting.
Oh!
Excuse me, everybody, excuse me. I'm sorry, but I have the biggest problem in the world.
Well, you've come to the right place. Take a number.
I really wasn't trying to dump Sonia. Me and this girl, we're making small talk.
Oh, I understand, Michael. I had a couple of husbands. They both went out and made small talk about 2 or 3 nights a week.
I wouldn't do anything to hurt Sonia. I think I like her. Can I talk to her? Where is she?
She's upstairs.
Sonia! Can I talk to you?
Sorry, Michael. I give up creeps for Lent.
It's not Lent, is it?
I think she meant no, you can't talk to her.
Please, Sonia!
Oh, go stick your head in a pencil sharpener.
I'm asking you on bended knee. Will someone please tell her I'm on bended knee?
He's on bended knee, Sonia! Bend his ears, too, and send him back to his cheerleader.
Come on, Sonia, please!
Sonia, either forgive this creep or get down here and put him out of his misery.
Michael, I don't think she wants to talk about it right now, so maybe you better run on home.
Mrs. Harper, since I can't give these to the woman I love, I'll give them to you.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Oh.
Now, Mama, you can't believe those are from Daddy.
He wouldn't send them with a creep.
Those are just cheap little flowers. He probably picked them himself.
Yeah, but they didn't come from anybody in the family. And Grandma wasn't expecting them. Those are from Grandpa, aren't they?
Yes, they are, baby. Because they're nasturtiums. Only Carl would send me flowers that I'm allergic to.
Hesh-y. Oh, Carl, baby, if you can hear me, thanks for the flowers. Hesh-y. I'm just going to put these in some water.